This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. Billions, Selling to the New Chinese Consumer is the new book I'm reading today. Actually, it's not new. It's been out for a couple years, I think, and I was only recently able to get my hands on it. The author is Tom Doctoroff, CEO of GWT Greater China, with a foreword by Sir Martin Sorrell, blah, blah, whatever. You know, this is a book. I saw the reviews. I saw it on Amazon, and I thought, you know, billions, a little bit of overused there word, and this huge China market written by a CEO and a big business guy on an advertising research firm. Is this really something I want to look at? In other words, this is a book I really wanted to dislike. Like I said, the author is Tom Doctoroff. The publisher is Palgrave Macmillan, and the copyright is 2005. I got a hold of the book through my interlibrary loan, and to my great surprise, I cannot say I dislike the book. I actually like the book a lot. It has a really interesting perspective, some very accurate observations, as compared to the last book I reviewed, China's New Culture of Cool, which bordered on banal. This book actually has lots of real good nuggets, very meaningful insights. And in fact, I think Mr. Doctoroff, this is really what he lives on, is trying to find these meaningful insights, and he brings them out in the book well, after all. The book is, unlike our previous book, it's a good over 200 pages long, 220 pages approximately. Not glossy, not a lot of photographs, some screen captures of advertising examples. And this is really an advertising book. It's about advertising. But what is really at the core of the book is, what are the values of the target market segment that can be integrated into the advertising to make a successful campaign? And that's the really good part. Well, let me go over the chapters and give you a feeling of what's included in the book. It's broken down to some basic parts, three parts in total. Part one, Chinese culture and buyer motivations. Part two, the fundamentals of relevant China strategies. And part three, on-the-ground lessons, winning and losing in China. So you can see it's a very practical kind of book. The first part, Chinese culture, is a little bit more historical. I'm not sure I really wanted that or needed that, but he included it. Part two, fundamentals of the successful strategies that work in China. There's getting much more of his practical experience involved. And then part three is really locking onto that practice and saying, hey, here are some things that really work. And so if you're a practitioner, I think this book is something that will really help you. If you're a researcher, however, I think this book might get you a little bit better perspective on what the practical side is and how that practical advertising side can involve serious research. The only problem is that Doctoroff never really touches on any of the serious research, although it comes through to me very clearly that he's been involved in lots of data collection, focus groups, and really deep interviews to find this. But he never mentions that. And that's really disappointing. So for researchers, I'm not sure you're going to find this book helpful. And in fact, a little bit of a danger that you walk away just with that surface of the advertising part and the end product. For me, though, I can really see that he's built on top of this very sound foundation of research. He respects the research. He's really integrated the research into his thinking about Chinese consumers, and I like that. I appreciate that. Well, the book has a little bit of a downside. I think Doctoroff, he comes right off at the beginning and says he sees himself as a kind of anthropologist, and, well, he's not, and he comes out with a lot of the history and trying to always link things to kind of these social historical trends, and I'm not sure it's really valid. I'm not sure it's deep enough to be useful, and it comes off a little bit shallow. But if you didn't know anything about China and you didn't have any perspective about China, and that would be a lot of business people who are maybe heading to China to do some work, then this book kind of satisfies that part, filling you in on some of the background. As a researcher, though, none of this stuff can be taken too serious. For example, he's got some of these really huge statements. In contrast to our last book, China's Culture of Cool, where every statement is hedged, Doctorov has no trouble not hedging his statements. For example, let me find a good one here. The Chinese are, simply put, the most striving, ambitious people on the planet, and that counts for a lot. That's on page 8. And of course, with a book that's named Billions, these kind of very bold statements seem to make sense. He justifies these kinds of sweeping generalizations by saying, I think his exact words were, you can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs. So clearly people have given him feedback and they've told him, hey, these are really some huge generalizations. And I think Doctorov maybe has toned it down a little bit, but then he's come back and said, you know, these are the things I see and they're really, really strong. You know, I can't disagree with that. You know, if it's there, it's really strong. And when you contrast it with different cultures, such as American culture, Japanese culture, these values run so deep. If you don't draw them out and talk about them, then you're going to really miss the whole point, and you're going to be stuck in an in-between kind of strategy where nothing's working. So Doctorov's not afraid to grab a hold of that and just pull it out. For example, he has a lot of history, as I was saying, and one of the things he includes in the history is he says one of the most commonly used phrases among Chinese is meiyou banfa, nothing to be done. And yeah, you hear this all the time. So he's obviously not completely disconnected from real people. I'd like to look up and see if he knows any Chinese or if he has any fluency in Chinese at all. It reads like he does. And that would really impress me if he does, because that means someone who's in China living that CEO life really does like to get down with the target market segment he's looking at and live with them, understand them. Okay, he goes into what the mass market is about and talks about the motivations. And this is really what the book starts to get some traction. He says that he wants to understand the underlying motivations of these consumers. Of course, it's a big market. It's a very complex market with a lot of different levels and a lot of different subcultures. But you can't take that to an extreme when there's some really important values there. The parts I didn't like about the book so much, as I said, were the history. He talks about disasters and starving in the past and how that influences today. You know, these things are really questionable. It's hard to understand. And I think this is a bit clumsy, is how I'd say it. Clumsy kind of written. There's some editing errors also, but overall it's fairly well written. Nothing super smooth or nothing you'd admire as far as writing goes. But these generalizations get clumsy after a while. Just to contrast with the previous book about cool, Doctorov has a little section on cool. It's on page 102. And I really like the way he gets a deeper feeling for it. And in this chapter, he has a little subpart called Standing Out with Chinese Cool. And here's how it reads. I think, let me read this little passage. You'll get an idea for where he really has some insight in the parts I like. Unlike the Japanese, who take genuine comfort in fitting in, the ambitious, individually driven Chinese want to stand out. And youth, emerging from a self-important cocoon, crave recognition. They want to be noticed for their hair, cool clothing, latest CD, skateboard, Hello Kitty collection, performance in school, dunking skill in the basketball court, and creative soccer moves. They want to be better looking and more popular than their friends. But in a regimented Confucian society, the leading goose gets shot down. Standing out too obviously elicits ridicule, even scorn. Therefore, care must be taken to subtly attract attention. Loud clothing, loud voices, and loud mobile phone rings will alienate. If you want to attract attention, whisper, wink, and dress monochromatically with a flash of accessorized color. Walk with a glide that only occasionally departs from the conventional path. Don't flex muscles and say, the beach is that way. Broad physicality is boorish. American brashness is primitive. Direct assertion is uncivilized. A cute face is fine, but a sharp mind is sexy. Yeah, Doctorov's got some handle on what's going on in Chinese culture, modern Chinese consumption, and modern Chinese youth culture. Much more, I think, than the China's New Culture of Cool book that I reviewed previously. So overall, some good graphics in here, some good examples of advertising, some excellent observation. As far as researchers go, you're not going to find anything in the way of methodology. Basically, I think he's had his teams go out there and do the stuff for him. He's getting the summaries of the stuff. He's maybe out in the field a little bit confirming or, you know, gathering data that aligns with what he's already been told about. But for that, it's good. For research, almost a zero. For business people, this is a book I'd highly recommend. If you don't have any contact with China, you don't know anything about it, definitely this is a primer for you. And for people who already are there, this would be a great book to get a reminder of what are the underlying values that are going on. I think he's really got a good one. A book I didn't want to like, I end up recommending it. Enjoy. This is Marketing Reads, a Chinese consumer connection where we look at books related to marketing in China. Meow, 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 meow